Hi, I'm Jameson.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Talon, and this is Crack the Case.
Jesus Christ.
It's called Postage Due. John Fitzroy, one-of-a-kind postage stamp, was being auctioned in his library. The stamp was first inspected by the world's foremost expert and then passed around to all of the bidders. When the price soared to $1 million, one of the bidders, Theo Balbi, asked to inspect it again. Looking through a magnifying glass, he announced, "This isn't the 1867 Z grill. It's an F grill, almost identical, but worth only $100. The experts agreed, "This isn't the stamp I inspected. A switch has been made." Immediately, the security guard left the room and called the police. What was that?
Nobody's going to die in this.
I know, it's annoying. I read it, I was like, God, this is stupid. Everyone was frisked and the room searched thoroughly, but the prize stamp was nowhere to be found. The puzzling crime made headlines. "I know Theo stole it," John Fitzroy growled. "He's a known thief and a forger. A collector will pay a pretty price for it, even if he can never show it off in public. The mystery, what happened to the stamp, and how will the thief profit from his crime?"
Sorry. I already know.
He's like, "I already did this in real life."
No,
I do this.
All the time.
Drugs and stamps. Hand in hand.
Sometimes it was drugs for stamps. Yeah. Sometimes it was stamps for drugs. It's just...
stamps, hot commodity.
Oh, were we not talking about food stamps?
Wait, are you for real right now? Or no?
I was thinking about regular stamps.
It is like regular
stamps. That's the only kind of stamps you use with drugs.
I thought you didn't even think of food stamps. I was thinking like regular.
You use food stamps for drugs?
Yeah, you sell food stamps. They'll give you $100 worth of drugs for $200 worth of food stamps.
I bet it's worth a lot now.
Same.
Is it food stamps?
Yes, Matthew.
John Fitzroy still has it, and he's going to turn it in for insurance money.
Nope.
Damn. So Theo was the other guy? Mm-hmm. Did he steal it?
Yes.
When he went up to look at it, did he switch it out?
Yes.
Okay, so I figured.
Did he do it for John Fitzroy so he could turn it in for insurance money?
No.
There's a whole lot of, what do we need to find out?
What happened to the stamp, and how will the thief profit from his crime?
Well, that sounds pretty obvious.
Did the stamp really get switched?
Yes.
Yeah. And the guy.
Yeah, because she just said it. She said he did go up and inspect it and he took it.
Calm down.
No.
I was making sure.
He switched it out when he went to inspect it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Nobody was watching him while he was inspecting the stamp. Like, everybody turn around.
Don't look!
Let's let the thief and the forger go.
I'm Inspector Timid. Please don't look. This seems really obvious. Like, he switched it out. Now he's him. So it was him. He switched it out.
Mm hmm.
We'll
but he
part.
Has to be able to sell it without it
How
ever being seen again.
Mm-hmm.
Did he put it on an envelope?
No.
And mail it off somewhere?
No. I think that would ruin it if you took the back off.
It increases the value of the stamp.
And it's one of the old time stamps. You've got to lick it and stick it. It doesn't come with sticky on the back.
Lick it and stick it.
Yeah.
It's
You love it.
Only on Thursdays.
Well, look at it.
I just got it in her head. It's too much.
Okay. How would he profit from it? I mean, he can't just sell it on the black market.
Mm-mm.
He sell it on the white market.
No.
Is he going to ransom it back to what's his face?
Mm-mm.
He's just going to put it in his own auction?
No.
I mean, he can't sell it legally.
No.
Because everybody will know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't steal stuff and sell it legally.
Well, he doesn't sell it underground.
Does he sell it?
Yes and no.
Does he trade it?
No.
Does he do an insurance scam?
No.
I stole this. I lost it.
Remember when she was like, this seems so obvious, and now we're like...
obvious.
That's why it's so hard, because you would think
what
it's obvious.
This? Is this a hard one?
It's a hard one.
Did he keep it after he took it?
No.
Did he give it away?
Did he give it to somebody else?
He did not give it to anybody else, and he didn't give it away. No,
but he didn't keep
no,
it.
No, did he give it to somebody? Did he give it to the security guard to get it out of the room?
No.
Yeah, did they pat him down to see if he licked
everyone
it? Everyone
got anywhere. Everyone got frisked.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Did he hide it in plain sight?
Did he stick it under? Did he just stick the other stamp on top of the expensive stamp?
No.
Okay, so when they frisked everybody, he didn't have it on him. He'd already gotten rid of it.
Yes.
Did he ever get it back?
No.
So he lost it too. Because of what he did with it, he didn't have it.
Yes.
So he's got to profit from it somehow?
Yes.
But he is still going to profit from it?
Yes. He destroyed it for somebody. Somebody wanted him to destroy it.
I mean, no, but your first part is just correct.
He destroyed it?
Yes.
In the fruit punch?
No.
Fruit punch?
No, you do
did
have
to. Did he destroy it on purpose?
Did. Yes.
And he's going to make money?
Did he put it in his mouth?
Yes. No.
This acid.
Well, you know, like
this is a huge tab.
He put it in his butt.
No,
he didn't put it on his body at all.
No,
did he put it on somebody else?
No,
drop it in like an air vent.
No,
did he burn it?
Flush it down to
the way he paused. She was like, "Yeah." So he fucking burnt it on purpose.
In front of everybody.
I mean.
Did he smoke it?
Yeah, he rolled it up and smoked it.
It's really real expensive.
Teeny tiny little. It's done.
That's a good soul one hitter.
So he burned it. Was there a candle there?
No.
Was there a fire in the fireplace or something?
Yes.
So he like just threw it in there?
Yeah.
He just threw the stand. He stole the stand.
Yes.
Just and immediately threw it in the fire.
He just didn't want the other dude to profit from it? Like,
did he profit in knowing that it caused the other guy pain?
No.
Yeah, but is it actual monetary profit?
Does monetary mean money?
Yes.
Yes.
So he got paid to destroy it.
No.
No.
So he's like, oh. No. And there was no insurance on it for him.
Nope.
No. He wasn't his.
He didn't have his own fancy stamp that he was just going to sell. And if that guy sold that fancy stamp, it would take away the worth of his stamp.
No.
No. He burned that one because he's got the only one left.
No.
Did he
actually burn the one that was worth something?
Yes.
So he just fucking. He was like.
He said this is $1 million stuff? Fuck it.
Nobody knows how, but he got paid.
The stamp gods were just like, there you go.
Queen of Virgin stamp. How do you get.
Yeah, we gotta know how he profited.
Did he make $1 million?
No.
Half? Does it matter how much he made?
He did make $500,000.
Okay.
Did he only burn half the stamp?
No.
I don't know.
If we figure out who gave him the $500,000, will this make it easier? Do we kind of need to know?
I don't even know the specific name of who.
Was it the guy's wife?
No.
Lloyd's of London.
No.
What?
Lloyd's of London. They insure. That's insurance.
They insure stamps.
The weirdest shit. You can't have insurance on something that's not his.
I know.
It's like me saying, I'm going to take insurance out on your Bentley.
How do you profit from something you've destroyed that wasn't even yours to begin with?
Do you want me to read the front again? There's a certain part that you have to pay attention to. John Fitzroy's one-of-a-kind postage stamp was being auctioned in his library.
Oh, were there two of a kind?
No. Oh.
It just said one.
Then they could have been incorrect.
The stamp was first inspected by the world's foremost expert and then passed around to all the bidders. When the price soared to $1 million, one of the bidders, Theo Balbi, asked to inspect it again. Looking through a magnifying glass, he announced this isn't the 1867 Z Grail, it's an F Grail, almost identical, but worth only $100. The experts agreed, this isn't the stamp I inspected, a switch has been made. Immediately, the security guard left the room and called the police, which is stupid. Why would it? That has nothing to do with it, but like, why is that your first thing? Why can't you call the police in the room? And
they don't have cell phones.
Maybe they did this game.
He had to walk out, he had to crank up the phone, call Beverly at the operator's.
Everyone was frisked and the room searched thoroughly, but the prize stamp was nowhere to be found. The puzzling crime made headlines. I know Theo stole it, John Fitzroy growled. He's a known thief and a forger. A collector will pay a pretty price for it, even if he can never show it off in public.
He forged a check. Did he forge a check for...
No. Did he forge a stamp?
Mm-hmm.
So the stamp wasn't... Wait a minute, we already knew this.
Did he forge just another stamp and then sold that?
Yeah.
Oh, so he sold the fake...
He made a fake stamp.
Yes.
Like a better fake stamp and then made half
he
mil.
Burned the real one, went home, made a fake one, sold it as the real one.
Yeah, he looked at it with a magnifying glass, like I guess
and he
long enough to be like, oh, I can forge this, and then forged it.
Well, I mean, I think it's probably a known stamp, what it looks like. Whether it's inspected or not, is that the thing.
Right, because obviously the first guy that inspected it didn't real. Oh, well, that was.
Originally it was, yeah. And then it got switched.
Is that it?
Yep.
Pretty much.
Oh.
It said, what happened to the stamp and how would the thief profit from his crime? So the story is, the thief was Theobaldi. He knew if he... He knew if he just replaced the Z-Grill with a forgery, it would be detected as a fake at any time. So he did more. He switched the stamps and hid the rare stamp in the simplest way possible by dropping it into the fireplace and destroying it. Then he cleverly drew attention to the switch. What Theo wanted was merely the publicity of the thief, of the theft, and he got it. A week later, Theo made another forgery of the rare stamp and sold it to a collector. The unscrupulous buyer, I don't know how to say the word, had read the press about the stolen stamp and knew that Theo was present when the Z-Grill vanished. The buyer paid $500,000 for it, thinking it was a real thing. And since the Z-Grill was stolen property, the buyer would never be able to have it authenticated. Theo's crime will most likely go undetected, since the investigators could never make their accusation stick. It said, special information. The investigators asked if the stamp ever left the room. The answer is no. If they asked if the stamp is still in the room, the answer is also no. The solution, investigators must discover that Theo was the thief. He destroyed the real stamp in the fireplace and called attention to the forgery to create the ruse of the stolen stamp. He then was free to peddle a newly forged stamp as the real thing.
Why would you pay $500,000 for a stamp you could never sell, never, just
because he
stamp.
Knew
because
that
you know that you have.
Because he knew that it was there. He knew it was being sold.
No, I get that. But I mean, why buy something
why
for $500,000?
Why buy a stamp you that
sell
you could never show off?
He could show it off. He just can't, I mean, he can't like publicly show it off as this private little thing. People, collectors are fucking weird.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They'll buy anything and be like, I have it just so you can't.